You know, Joe, you start with these riffs in your head.
We're good.
And something you want to say, and you want to spin gold, but the thing is, people don't want your sounds. They only want...
You people, you're the fucking coolest!
Just fucking use you. Know what I'm saying, Joe?
What is that? What is it? One more shot? Salute?
Tune in to Sore Throats and Clapping Hands, hosted by Robert Privet, Monday evenings at 6:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And in the end, it's love. And in the end, it's love.
And you're listening to... Just kidding. Here's the headphones for you, Chad. Okay, right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM UBC Radio in Vancouver. My name is Tyler Fedchuk, and I'm here with Chad Buckles.
How you doing?
Cam Dales is taking the day off from volunteer work radio to do real work today.
Cam Dales is doing real work today.
He's taking the day off for work. That's
what a quitter.
That seems kind of backwards, doesn't it? Okay, well, anyways.
I'm not going to laugh. Cam Dales is a hardworking man.
Yeah.
One way or the other.
This is Radio Zero, and should we get into first here? Some music, some talking.
Oh, I don't know. Is there anything to talk about?
Not a lot happened this week. It was pretty dry in the news.
Pretty dry.
Pretty boring week altogether.
Pretty quiet week around these parts.
Well, maybe what we'll do is try and dig up some news sources for some things to talk about. And in the meantime, let's start off. Well, let's get into music first. We'll play a couple tunes. We'll get settled in here, and then then we'll have a chat.
We won't blow our wad right off the bat.
No, we got to ease our way into the wad blowing, as usual. Okay, let's start off the show with friends of ours. This is Blood Diamonds, which is our pal Mike and Louise Burns. Pals, I guess. Pals, Mike and Louise. This is Grins on Radio Zero.
We'll be right back.
You may have the money, but you've got to go. It's sensible, it's sensible. And those endless seasons that go on and on, incredible. But I'd sooner get out. Remember where we went last year? You said everything about it, moved on your career.
We'll be right back. if you want to go, I'll take you back one day.
We'll be right back. If you wanna die, then we better start living.
We'll be right back. that I seem to see some imposition to mystify me into the valley. So take me, I'm ready. Take me by the hand.
The New Testament.
I think the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What is Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's in ya?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver, and that was the always formidable and amazing Nardwar promo for his show coming up at 3:30 today till 5 o'clock, right after we finish on FM 102, Cable 102, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Radio Zero. I think my levels are just cranked right up. This is Radio Zero on CITR. My name is Tyler Fedchuk. I'm here with Chad. If you're wondering what we've been playing, you can check out our Twitter, twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio. And all the tracks are listed as we play them there. And I haven't been able to update my website this past week because I've been using my cell phone for the internet in my house.
Oh, yeah. Did we get that sorted out yet?
It'll be sorted out. So I didn't feel like, you know, downloading and uploading like AIFFs through my cell phone and trying to manage my website.
Everyone loves a $1,000 cell phone.
Because I didn't want to get a $1,000 cell phone bill. I have been tethering my cell phone to the Xbox and playing Call of Duty on it, though.
Ponying in noobs.
Calling in chopper gunners with my iPhone. Actually calling in a chopper gunner through my iPhone. This is. I love the miracle of technology.
I have to stop playing. Every time I play, it crashes. It seems to be something about my style.
Yeah, it takes about... our Xbox is got the red thing going on, the red ring. So it takes about half an hour, 45 minutes of playing before it overheats.
Mm-hmm.
Which is nice, actually. I actually kind of like this feature because...
It puts a time limit on you.
Puts some brakes on there because otherwise, I mean, me and Chad will seriously... I don't know, I will at least... Just keep going. I want to get more chopper gunners.
We spent the better part of a year getting chopper gunners.
We've got a lot of chopper gunners.
I'm not proud of it. I don't know about you.
No, I'm not proud of it. It's just something that happened, and they can't make it go away.
Speaking of chopper gunners, how about that riot?
Oh, how about it? Yeah, that looked that was pretty good looking news.
What a bunch. There's all sorts of like socio-political analysis that people are doing on this whole thing, and I don't really want to wade into that fray, but...
No!
I mean, just the photos of the people... I mean, no one involved in these things, people who they're outing now, there's all sorts of websites outing people.
Yeah.
Public shaming. It's unbelievable how many of these people are kids. They're teenagers still in high school from, you know, Delta and Wally and Cloverdale. No one who lives downtown was out there smashing stuff, obviously.
I'm sure there was maybe a couple residents, but...
Everyone
I saw was wearing, like track pants and like, you know, you could just tell that they didn't live in the city.
Yeah. I think the most stunning thing to me about the whole thing was the people standing, the look of joy on people's faces that you see in the photos. Everyone is so thrilled about the shit going down in those photos. Like, so happy to be caught on film or photo in front of a burning police car. Like, I'm trying to comprehend that mentality.
Yeah, that's... Just,
you know, I was a kid once, I did some stupid shit, but I also had a little voice in the back of my head that told me, you probably don't want to get caught on film doing this, firstly. And secondly, there's a line where you should probably draw.
And then also the shame sets in afterwards. Like, exactly. I've been a kid, you know, causing mischief. And, you know, I've been arrested. And I'm pretty happy I got arrested when I was causing problems. Because I was like, oh, I'm being a total moron.
Yeah.
Like, thanks for arresting me.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And like, you know, like, it sucked being in the city jail.
Yeah.
At the time, but you know, you spend a couple days in the cooler, you learn a valuable lesson.
See, I've never been arrested, which maybe is a little even bit more arrogant because everyone else has. Somehow I got away with it, but you know, I love getting drunk. I'm drunk four nights a week usually, right?
Sure.
But it's not an excuse. These guys, oh, I saw, you know, there's comments, people, oh, he was just, he made a mistake, you know, he made one drunk mistake. It's like talking about the kid with the rag in the cop car's gas tank.
You gotta really think
he
that
made,
one through.
He made a mistake? It's like, this is a complicated mistake to put together.
Yes, it's a very complicated accident to string together.
There's whole bunch of steps to that mistake.
I accidentally tore my shirt up into a rag and accidentally soaked it in gas and accidentally stuck it into the police cruiser gas tank.
And accidentally ruined my promising young life.
And accidentally just threw everything away. With it just right in the, like, come on. Like, you know what? If you're gonna screw up, at least screw up in the privacy of your own neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like, go blow up your neighbor's car.
Go blow up your neighbor's car.
Like, don't blow up my neighbor's car.
Yeah. Don't come down to my neighborhood and start blowing up people's cars.
Yeah, like you want, maybe I should go start a war with Maple Ridge.
And just why not? Well, there's just nothing good to blow up out there, I guess.
Yeah, it's all pretty far apart.
Yeah.
It's nothing comp, like,
It's too hard to make it from the bank to the department store to the cop car all at once, I think, out there.
Yeah, it's not as condensed as say downtown.
But you know, I don't want to blame anyone. I don't want to paint entire communities with some brush. But the fact of the matter is most of these people were from the outlying areas.
The city should send the bill, figure out the statistics on all the people arrested, and divvy up the bill.
Yeah.
And then send it to each mayor of each municipality. Be like, you guys are paying 70% of this bill.
Oh Christ!
Get your citizens in order.
You know what I was thinking of the other day too is how we're surrounded by people who are apparently really hostile to downtown.
Yeah,
there's no escaping.
Yeah,
if they decided to just kill downtown Vancouver, they would just converge and we'd be toast.
If the zombie apocalypse rolled up on us, we'd be trapped here.
Yeah, we're surrounded.
We'd be trapped on the island. As they ran into the island, I would be trying to leave and go up north through the woods, because zombies don't like the forest, as far as I can tell.
No.
It's
more difficult to plod with your arm stuck out through the forest, I think.
Yeah, without a constant brain food source.
Yeah.
You know.
So that's always been my plan, too, so.
Get the shovels and the axes and head north.
Build
some lean-tos. I'm ready for it. I've read the survival guide.
Yeah, what a week. And for those of you who don't know, I'm a highly invested Canucks fan, and just watching that all take place, I slowly got, first off, more disappointed in myself for caring so much. Secondly, more disappointed in the NHL for becoming a completely incomprehensible league when it comes down to the officiating.
Yeah, the officiating was, I can't exactly blame the officiating, because the officiating didn't put goals in the net.
But when there's, you know, 15 penalties in game 2 and 1 in game 7 and...
Yeah, I mean, there was no consistency.
There's no consistency.
So, yeah.
I just don't know if I can follow hockey anymore. I'm putting that out there right now. I might retire from giving a shit about
the Canucks. Another thing, you can't retire from pitch and putt and hockey in the same year, Chad.
I'm back, baby. Back? Pitch and putt, I'm back.
We're both back.
I'm back and I'm on fire.
Yeah,
I intend to take Mike Barrow down tonight. That's a threat, Barrow.
I'm coming. I'm going to come along.
You're going to come.
I had a real rough go at it at the beginning of my last round 2 days ago yesterday in Kensington. Man, the first four holes was just like, come on. Like I was playing like a 6 years old boy, getting a 6, a 4, a 6, a 4.
Yeah.
But then things got on track, and I got some birdies and just like pars and birdies from then on. Still, my score was just so astronomically high at that point.
I hope that's the game you bring tonight.
I'd already played the equivalent of like 7 holes or eight holes after 4.
Yeah.
So
I hope that's the game you bring tonight, and I'm looking forward to beating you for the first time this year.
It's not going to happen.
I think it might happen. I feel confident. As long as I get a slice of pizza at some point.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm going to fall over and not make it to the game.
Okay, this weekend, tonight, we've got the Ice Cream Social happening. People are always very well behaved there at the Biltmore. It's not the Ice Cream Social, it's the Rock and Roll Club presented by the people of the Ice Cream Social, me and Cam. And I'm not sure if Trevor's going to be there tonight. He hasn't confirmed with us, so we'll say he's not. Justin Gradeen, Emergency Room Justin, Sex Negatives Justin, Random Cuts Justin, whatever you want to call him. Our pal Justin is going to be
Floby Puddington.
Floby Puddington, whatever you feel like calling him. He's got a variety of. I'm just going to put my feet up on the desk now.
Yeah.
He's got a variety of pseudonyms. He's going to be there. We're going to most likely have a bunch of liquor that we're going to be drinking all over the place and giving it away. But yeah, you know how it is. It's always a packed house there. We play only like 50s and 60s rock and roll party music. So completely the opposite of what I play on the radio here most of the time. All the time.
Every time I think I'm going to take a Friday off, something comes up.
What are you doing on...
I just wanted to not get drunk tonight.
Oh, well,
I think I'm going to try to anyhow.
Try to not get drunk?
Yeah.
After golfing
I've got a date planned.
And not getting drunk since Monday?
I got wasted on Wednesday. Come on.
Really?
Wednesday?
I mean, Wednesday. Yeah. Wednesday, hockey game Wednesday. Never mind. I didn't get drunk at all on Wednesday. I just stood there in horror. I didn't say anything either.
You were unbelievably quiet. I thought there was something wrong with you besides, you know,
the hockey team lost.
It was burning.
And then I watched as people torched downtown, and I really had just nothing to say because there's not much I could add to the conversation.
Yeah.
Except for the more of the same of what everyone else was saying. You know what? One thing I would like to add to this conversation regarding what's going on and people analyzing the socio-political impactedness of whatever this is these groups that are they're asking for photos to out people publicly. You know, on one hand, I think this is a good idea. Like, it gets, you know, people accountable for their actions when the majority of the population is completely against what they're doing. If they're you know, hurting the general population or somehow, you know.
Yeah.
If it's going against what most of civilization thinks is acceptable, it's probably a criminal act, and that's okay. People should be outed for it. However, if you're going to be doing it, you've got to be the person who took the photo, I think, and you've got to provide some context to what the photo is if you're providing just a photo. If it's a video, it's a video. It speaks for itself. Generally, but if it's a photo, like a lot of the times, a bunch of the photos I've seen, people have been. I've seen the video of like it's the guy actually trying to defend the front of the bay, or the guy who's like trying to stop people from burning up his work truck, and he's punching these guys out, and it's just a photo of him punching these guys in front of the truck, and somebody's like, "God, kill that guy, send him to jail." He's like, "No, no, this is the guy who's trying to prevent people from blowing up his own truck."
Yeah, this guy's truck is on fire.
And there's just no context provided. And it's like, if you're going to provide the photos, like, you can't provide someone else's photo and just no comment on it. Like,
yeah.
Anyways, that's all I have to say about that. That's not going to stop because everyone thinks they've got something intelligent to contribute to the overall conversation. And 99% of the people don't have anything intelligent to contribute to the overall conversation. So if that's you, then cut it out.
Yeah.
I doubt people listening to our radio program are contributing to the overall conversation, though.
I think it's just, for me, it's just, if I was listening, I would just be general hopelessness. That's where
it's the same people that leave comments on the province news website,
yeah,
which are just so insane. It's always just like nationalism, racism, just instant reactionary BS to whatever article it is. Like, it's just mental, the comment section on the province website for every article. Have they disabled this yet? Is it still a feature?
Oh, I think it's probably the most popular feature.
It's the most popular feature. It's probably getting them so many views and so much advertising. Okay, anyhow, let's continue on with what's happening this weekend. It's for social tonight. It's going to be a fire-free zone, I believe. Tomorrow night, we've got Wild Zero happening again. That was me and Cam and Justin's weekly punk night. We played all like old punk and sort of like cold wave synth music and new wave music and just like party music that is made by weirdos. And that was happening at the Shine in the back room on Thursdays, but we had to move on from there due to an incident. So now we're doing it on a monthly basis at Drew's Palace at 360 Glen. It's going to go from midnight till, you know, pretty late tomorrow, probably 4 or so. Yeah, come down to that. That'll be a rip-roaring good time. We're going to play some music that we would play from that in a little while. For now, let's go back to play some more... More Mike Tucker's work here. some more Blood Diamonds.
Sure.
This is Mike's new remix of Holy Other, which is not to be confused with Holy Ghost, which has been, for some reason, people have been getting it confused lately somehow. Don't know how. Anyways, Holy Other, the track is Touch, and this is the Blood Diamonds remix on Radio Zero on CITR. Oh, yeah. By the way, go to the Twitter if you want to know what's been played. Twitter.com/RadioZeroRadio. All the tracks are listed. You can shout at us, whatever you want. You can even call on the station, 604-822-2487. This is Blood Diamonds remix of Touch.
It's the remix.
The remix, what?
shaking and shaking and shaking it up. Mommy, don't break it. Taking the time, I love the way you shake it. Shaking and shaking and shaking it up. Mommy, don't break it. Taking the time, I love the way you shake it. Shaking and shaking and shaking it up. Mommy, don't break it. Taking the time, I love the way you shake it. Shaking and shaking and shaking it up. Mommy, don't break it. Taking the time, I love the way you shake it. Shaking and shaking and shaking it up. Mommy, don't break it. Taking the time, I love the way you shake it. Shaking and shaking and shaking it up. Mommy, don't break it. Taking the time, I love the way you shake it.
Cabaret is your home for great live music in Vancouver.
Monday, June 6th. Anthony David with guests, The Ponderosa. Doors are at 8 p.m. and shows at 9:30. Tickets are $22 in advance at the Biltmore Cabaret, High Life, Beat Street, or you can find them online at www.ticketweb.ca. Wednesday, June 15th. It's Grant Hart from Husker Du with John Ure from Big Star and the Poties. Doors are at 8 p.m. Tickets are $13 in advance at Red Cat, Zulu, and the Biltmore. Or you can buy them online at www.ticketweb.ca. Tuesday, June 21st, it's Ann Horse. Doors are at 8 p.m. Tickets are $12 in advance at Zulu or Red Cat. You can find them online as well at www.ticketweb.ca. Wednesday, June 22nd, it's The Bell Rays. Doors are at 8 p.m. Tickets are $15 in advance at Zulu, Red Cat, and the Biltmore off-sales counter. Or you can find them online at www.ticketweb.ca. Monday, June 27th, the Biltmore presents The Donkeys with Dinosaur Feathers and Adelaide. Doors are at 8 p.m. Tickets are $13 in advance at Red Cat, Zulu, and the Biltmore. Or you can find them online at www.ticketweb.ca.
Okay, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. My name is Tyler, this is Radio Zero, and Chad has just returned from his pizza mission.
Hello.
Last set there, we heard Bryn Mawr taking it down. Jamie XX before that, Far Nearer. Before that, Holy Other, Blood Diamonds remix of his track Touch.
Was that it?
That might have been it. Yeah, so this weekend, tomorrow night, tonight, the Ice Cream Social Rock and Roll Club is happening at the Biltmore. That's me and Cam's 50s and 60s rock and roll party. That happens once a month on a Friday at the Biltmore. And on tomorrow night, we've got our Wild Zero party, which is all of the punk, new wave, no wave, and cold wave synth stuff that we like to play. That was a weekly back in the day until there was an incident, and then it was no longer a weekly.
I DJ'd the last one.
Chad DJ'd the last one.
It was my fault.
Chad brought down the house that night. Literally. So I guess we'll play the songs that we would play tomorrow night at the Wild Zero party that are also suitable for Radio Zero. I made an edit or a remix or whatever you want to call it of Soft Cell's Sex Dwarf. So we can listen to that. We'll listen to that. That's what we're listening to right now. And then maybe some Human League after that. And then maybe some guitar punk music.
Yeah.
Follow the Twitter.com/Radio Zero Radio to see what we've been playing. Hit us on the our regular website, radiozero.ca. All right. It's been a slice.
I could make a film, make you my star. You'd be natural the way you are. I would like you on a long black lead. I would parade you down the high street. You've got the attraction, you've got the pulling power. Walk my little doggy, walk my little doggy. We could be a team, we'll make a scene. Making the headlines sound like a dream. When you hit the floor, you just watch them move aside. We will take them for a ride, ride. They all love your miniature ways. You know what they say about small boys. About small boys.
Alright guys, it's been real. Nardwar is coming up next with a skate rock special. Skate punk special. I'd really, really highly recommend tuning in. The last time that... What's the guy's name? Josh? Anyways, last time this guy came in and did this, it was my favorite hour and a half of radio I've heard in years. So definitely stay tuned. Yeah, that's the end of our show. That was the Human League, Things That Dreams Are Made Of, the instrumental version. Before that was my version of Sex Dwarf by Soft Cell. Chad, anything to add?
No.
That's it? You're pooped?
I ate that pizza and it just sort of settled me into a lull. Everyone be good tonight.
Yeah.
Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
All right, so tonight, Ice Cream Social at the Biltmore, the Rock and Roll Club is at the Biltmore tomorrow night. Wild Zero, which is our punk night, is happening at the Drew's Palace at 360 Glen. And we'll leave you guys with some Crass. Have a good weekend.
Bacon.